Governor Dapo Abiodun explained that adoption of the attire by the federal government will go a long way in promoting the local content in the country, while pointing out that the Federal Ministry of Youth and Sports could also make use of Adre as ceremonial dress for the athletes. The governor called on stakeholders in information, culture and tourism to partner the state towards promoting national heritage. The governor also said that the plans to use Adre fabric as school uniform in the state will stimulate economy, empower Adre makers and enrich tailors across the state.
Let us encourage the making and gathering of Adre. Let us wear Adre, our state and national fabric. Let us promote and encourage others to wear Adre. Let us think arts, culture and art tourism.
Governor Abiodun said that his administration would extend Adre revolutions across the nooks and crannies of the state and urge Nigerians to adopt a positive attitude towards continuous use of indigenous fabrics. In a remark, the Minister of Information, Culture and Tourism, Alhaji Lai Mohammed, while commending Ogun State Government for the project, said that Adre Ogun Digital Marketplace was a conference of culture and technology.
With this launch, the Adre Ogun Marketplace will be the largest inventory of Adre textile and accessories in the world, with over 2,000 merchants from Abeokuta, which is the undisputed premier center of Adre production.
The minister described the digital market as a great innovation which will go a long way in creating jobs and preserving cultural and traditional heritage in the country. Earlier, the Commissioner for Culture and Tourism, Dr. Oluwatoyin Taiwo, had explained that the launching of Ogun Adre Digital Marketplace will reposition the industry for effective service delivery. In Abeokuta, Bolanle Adeshida, Radio Nigeria.